Grooming gang victim speaks out after encountering rapist who was supposed to be deported. By Jack Montgomery on May 14, 2020. A grooming gang victim has spoken out after encountering her rapist out with a young child in a local supermarket, even though he was supposed to be deported. The victim is said to have encountered 50-year-old Adil Khan in a branch of Asda, one of Britain's largest supermarket chains, in Rochdale, England, which along with Rotherham and Telford is one of the country's most infamous hubs of grooming gang activity. "Oh my God, he's been in Asda. I've never been so scared in all my life. I feel like my heart just stopped beating," the victim told a friend after her encounter, in comments reported by the Manchester Evening News. She walked into an aisle and was face to face with him. He had a 7 or 8 year old child with him. How can he have a child in his care? She just left her trolley and ran out in tears and called me, reported Maggie Oliver, the detective turned whistleblower who helped to lift the lid on Britain's grooming gang scandal after the authorities failed at length to do anything about the abuse, due to fears that they would be accused of racism for tackling the overwhelmingly Muslim, Pakistani heritage abusers. Theresa May, as Home Secretary, and her left Liberal successor Amber Rudd had both promised that a group of Rochdale predators, including Khan, would, as Pakistani dual nationals, be stripped of their British citizenship and deported. But despite winning a series of expensive, taxpayer-funded appeals against the decision, the Home Office appeared to quietly drop their removal efforts under Sajid Javid, predecessor to the current Home Secretary, Preeti Patel, who is yet to address the situation. Khan therefore remains at large in the same community where he perpetrated his abuse. Despite losing his British citizenship, having received only a meager 8-year sentence for his crimes in 2012, only a fraction of which was actually served in custody, as is usual in the United Kingdom, with early release on license being granted in 2016. These are the consequences of these sentences. "These men should have had longer sentences," Ms. Oliver explained. "This is not the only incident where one of the survivors has come face to face with their abuser. This isn't unique," she added. "The government must now finally act to have these men removed from the country," commented Alan Brett, who leads Rochdale Borough Council. Only the Home Secretary, Preeti Patel, can provide further closure by fulfilling the previous promises that have been made to deport the offenders whose citizenship has been removed, he added. The Manchester Evening News reports that the Home Office refused to explain why they had failed to do so, however, providing only a stock response that the department is committed to removing foreign national offenders wherever possible, and they should be in no doubt of our determination to remove them, despite the fact they have clearly not done so in the case of Khan and his accomplices. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.